We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mountain Dew turkeys for Thanksgiving.
This is a new thing people are doing. Instead of using just a regular brine, you take the water part of it and replace it with Mountain Dew. It'll caramelize the turkey skin, so it makes it a little bit of a sweet...
Oh.
Crunchy.
Sorry, I'm excited.
The actual recipe is that you the whatever you normally use in water, just take half of that amount and then use Mountain Dew and make the outside of the turkey deliciously brown and yummy.
If you're going to try things, though, you can't wait until Thanksgiving Day to try it. You have to make it in advance because if it's garbage, if it tastes terrible... You don't want to have your whole Thanksgiving Day dinner ruined,
your
right?
The main dish on the table and you wreck it.
Yeah.
Yes. So you have to.
Don't be that person.
You have to either try it in advance. Like you made last week chorizo cornbread stuffing that you make from scratch and you brought it in for us to taste test and it was amazing. And you're like, I know what I need to adjust for Thanksgiving. But that's how you have to try new recipes.
You do. You have to test it out. And if you notice, when you go into the sporting goods stores or to Walmart or places like that, they have tons of these fryers on display.
Yeah, it's weird how they're on the end caps. That's strange.
Gallons and gallons of the oil.
We went one year, it was Christmas actually, went to my aunt's house in California and her boyfriend at the time decided that we were going to deep fry our turkey, but he didn't have a deep fryer, so he went out and bought one day of, right?
Oh God.
It was Christmas Eve. He goes out, buys a deep fryer, is putting it together. It's like 7 o'clock at night and it's still not together. I remember being so hungry. Like nobody had any energy or strength. We're just like leaning over the table like, please just let this be done soon. Starving. Like, don't wait until that day.
No.
Hey, to buy it, to put it together.
If it's all, look, Thanksgiving is Thursday.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about doing it, just go to Bojangles and get one.
Might as well.
Because Bojangles sells them.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do need some practice on that. And they can be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear all kinds of stories about people blowing up their house in their garage because they did it wrong.
And you can't just drop a frozen turkey in there.
Oh, my
gosh. That's the worst. You have to let that turkey thaw.
Yeah.
I've never, that has to be common knowledge, right, by this point.
Hopefully. I would hope.
Man, I was doing some shopping yesterday. Boy, I saw some big turkeys out there. Some big ones. There was one I had to take a double take. What in the world is that? Is that an ostrich?
Is that a person you made?
It was huge. I was tempted to lift it, but there were other people around the cooler there, and I didn't want to.
You don't
want to
look like the creep that just lifts it and puts it back.
Hey, can I touch the turkey? No, I didn't. But it was a huge turkey. So if you're going to get it, especially if you're going to get a frozen one, you got to get that thing thawing now.
Yeah, so you can get in there and pull the innards out.
Which my great aunt forgot to do that one time. She didn't know that was supposed to come out, so she left the bag in it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You ever pulled out, watch the animals go crazy, the cats and dogs, like, yes!
What's your secret for cooking turkey? Is it basting? Is it whatever you put in the stuffing? Is it whatever you rub on the outside of the turkey before you put it in the oven? A lot of people, they swear by the basting. You got to keep taking it out and keep basting it.
I like when you inject things into, like you pump butter into the skin, you know, like underneath it so it's in there.
Man, Tony Satcheries is hitting that Cajun Creole seasoning hard this year, both the sprinkle on kind and the different kinds of injector butter you can get. They got the jalapeno butter. They got the Creole butter that you can inject into the turkey before you put it in there. They're hitting that hard this
year. Lobster butter. Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah. How about this one right here? Listen to this one.
My mother-in-law, it was her, and she used her milk in the turkey and the potatoes around it to baste them. It was when she was raising my husband and the other kids, and she would just use her milk.
What she's talking about is her breast milk she would use to baste the turkey. Thanksgiving, everybody's talking recipes and what's good and what's not. And, of course, mac and cheese in this part of the world is almost a must-have at Thanksgiving. You know, you got to have it. I mean, this is one of the few places in the world where mac and cheese is a vegetable.
It is.
When you go somewhere, you know, oh, wow, mac and cheese, I'll have two.
And a corn dog.
Yeah, corn dog. So if you got a special recipe, if you're working on something special, if you got something you think everybody ought to know about or would like to have the recipe, let us know. Post it up on social media or call us anytime at 680-WOLF. Hello.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm always great. I'm on this side of the dirt.
I hear you, man.
That's all that counts. Hey, is Chase there?
Yeah, right here.
Tell me about your macaroni and cheese, and I'm going to give you a recipe. I want you to try it.
Usually mine consists of, I like to call it Kraft. It comes in a blue box.
Oh, oh come on.
Oh, hell no. All right, here's what you're going to do. You're going to take a small container of half and half.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to add one stick of butter. Then you're going to take the Velveeta cheese, a small block, and you're going to use half of that. You're going to melt that down. Then you're going to pour it over your noodles already cooked.
Man, ooh, that sounds delightful.
Then you're gonna add 1 8-ounce package of sharp cheddar and 1 8-ounce package of a blend.
Oh my gosh.
Mix it all together and put it in the oven 20 minutes till it bubbles.
Till it bubbles. Have you got that? That was Fat Brian. It's our buddy who's a chef, and that sounds delicious. I'll tell you what else I like to do to mac and cheese. I like to take some, and you got to be careful when you do this, but take some breadcrumbs and toast them in the pan just a little bit, just to brown them up. You got to be careful when you're doing this stuff, and you sprinkle that on top.
Like give that crunch.
What is it, like the panko?
No, don't get panko. That's a thicker Japanese breadcrumb, and if you're not careful when you use panko, you'll ruin that because you'll try to fry that or try to get, you know, it'll black up on you.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with that. No, I would just use just a breadcrumbs, just a, you can buy all kinds of flavors. Mm. You get plain. They're cheap. Get them in a can. Store.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That'll be good. You got a little crunchy topping on there. I don't know if Brian would agree with me on that, but that's a good idea.
You're hosting for the first year, Chase. Are you going to upgrade your mac and cheese now? It's a lot of pressure. Chef Fat Brian's on you.
Yeah. But you know something? If you do this and it tastes great, then you'll have your thing. From now on, that's going to be your thing.
And it's really easy to make.
Think about it. When you have kids, man, they can't. My dad makes this awesome mac and cheese.
You got to get
that'll
it now.
That'll be my legacy.
That will be your thing. And he just gave that to you free.
Did he teach you how to ride a bike? No. Did he teach you how to shave? No. He made great mac and cheese, though.
Yeah, baby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.